Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Andy Jacobs.
And welcome once again to the H&J Daily, some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, we had a bit of a chat.
Got off to a great start with a complete mispronunciation of one of the most famous people in history.
Yeah, you'll hear that. You'll hear all sorts of other stuff. Martin Kellner joined us as well, as he always does on a Friday, for a week of sport on TV.
And we look back on last night and...
All that stuff.
All that sort of stuff.
As you'd expect. So here it all is.
Good afternoon, Paul. And we both agreed, didn't we, texting each other last night. That was just...
tremendous.
Some... game. They don't always live up to the big hype, do they? In fact, they often don't. But that did. I mean, it had everything, that game. It was really... if you didn't like that game, if you nitpicking, you didn't like... you don't like football, because it was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. No, it was a sensation, wasn't it? Really, really enjoyed it.
And it was some interesting moments, though. I was fascinated by the Pep incident when he sort of self-combusted. And he would have exploded. Can you imagine if that had gone in? It hadn't been that great save by Edison. But he did what baseball managers do with their caps. You know when they throw their cap down at the umpire's feet, and that's an automatic ejection.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. Well, you can ask Todd. Yeah, definitely. So, you know, and that's
exactly
what he did.
That was a scarf, wasn't it?
What a scarf. It's the same thing. He threw it down in disgust.
The throwing down of the scarf.
So he was a bit lucky, and obviously we're going to talk about Van Dijk. But it's funny, you have to
Van Dijk? Company.
Company, sorry.
Oh, yeah,
company,
yeah,
sorry.
We are going to talk about that.
You have to judge it on how you saw it when it happened live, not when you've seen it 100 times.
No, Mark Housey, the former Premier League referee, will give us his take, because that was a big game-changing moment as well.
But I don't know about you, but with the technology, you know, I honestly thought, with that one that he cleared off, I thought the technology had gone. I thought it was broken.
Really?
Anthony Taylor looked at his watch. He did. You could see him thinking...
was he bored?
No, he was looking, he's waiting. He thought it was going to go off. No, he wasn't bored. He loved it. And he noticed that. And he looked at it, but nothing happened.
It'd be nice if we all had that technology. So at any point, if it was a game of football going on somewhere in the world and your watch vibrated, you know that a ball had crossed the line. It'd be great, wouldn't it?
That's a lot of football.
Somewhere in the world, another goal has gone in. Build that into all of our watches.
Well, that could be good.
That'd be nice.
But it was remarkable, wasn't it? And then you saw the replay. God. It can't be, couldn't be closer.
We'll have a chat with Henry Winter a little bit later on and look at what we learned from that match about both sides. I mean, you know, because in some ways, look, Liverpool lost the match, but only just. They'll take away a lot of good from that game, won't they? Really?
I don't think
that
won't derail them, but it makes it more exciting for the neutral, doesn't it? So, you know.
And City were excellent last night. They really rose to the occasion, didn't they?
I thought they did, yeah. They still got a bit of trouble, though, with the financial fair play situation. The UEFA's chief investigator who's looking into City. He says that they could be banned if it transpires they have committed some of the offences that they're alleged to have done. And his name, though, fascinating, his name is Yves Leterme. Known in the dressing room as Entertain You.
Yeah, that's a great name, isn't it? Yves Leterme.
Yeah, exactly. And
now we've got Dancing on Ice Dying this weekend, Ryan Sidebottom has been in a couple of times to see.
He got a review, didn't he?
And did he? What have they been saying? He's not good or he is good?
These were, I think, Jane Torvill's summaries. Gentle Giant has fallen a lot, but it shows he's been trying.
Okay, so they've done a kind of run of all the rundown, pen picks of all the people. One of them I thought was quite interesting was our old mate Mark Little. He's been in a few times before. Mm. Formerly Joe Mangle in Neighbours. He's lived over here for a number of years now. He's a comedian, of course, Aussie comedian. And these days, he's basically General Custer. Have you seen the picture?
Yes.
It's an interesting look, isn't it?
I thought that was a very
when
strange
you,
look,
you start
isn't
to
it?
Grow the beard and it goes a bit grey and the hair gets long and it goes a bit grey and you think, do you know what? I'm going to go full General Custer. It's a look that not many people have gone for over the years, but it's fair to say he's pulled that off. So congratulations. We look forward to seeing him on the old dance.
And our old mate Gemma Collins, she got reviewed by Jane Torvill.
Is she your old mate? Or?
Oh, not really, no.
Okay.
If I said this, you'd be in trouble if a man said this. You might say Gemma is a bit big.
Who said this? Jane Torvill.
Jane Torvill. And she's a tall lady too.
Yeah.
Which means you have further to fall. But if you're skinny, it hurts more because there's not much natural padding. So in other words, if she falls over,
it won't hurt.
It won't hurt.
That's what she's called. Good old Jane. Yeah, you're right. Jane. I don't think Chris could have got away with saying that.
Probably not.
Whatever happened to sisterhood, eh?
Exactly.
Right. Anything else?
Yes. Happy birthday to Clint Hill.
Yeah,
he's 87 today.
No, he's not.
He is. The US Secret Service agent who jumped on the car during the assassination of President John F. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy.
I know my history.
Oh, yeah, if you know your history.
John F. Kennedy. To protect Jackie Kennedy, obviously. Yeah.
And all the other Kennedys. Yeah.
So that is. Happy birthday. I thought it was 87. I still thought it was the ex-QPR defender.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say, poor old Clint's rushed off to a draw look at his... Look at his birth certificate. Yeah. 1978, as far as I know. Not that old.
No.
So there we are. Anything else? You're kind of done, are you?
Well, I could have done. I can do more, but...
I'll tell you what, I love that old phrase. That old phrase is back today. Asking someone, whether it's a manager or a player, to explain their comments. Mm. And being asked to explain their comments is such an antiquated... I mean, obviously, when you look at the comments most of the time, pretty obvious what they meant. That doesn't need any explanation.
Yeah.
For example, the referee bottled it. What kind of subtext are you looking for there from Troy Deeney?
No,
none. You're not. I mean, you're thinking... But when he says bottled it, it's a bit like at school when you were doing your O-levels, wasn't it? Or your GCSEs, kids. And there was these kind of... You'd always look for the subtext in every sentence, say, of Shakespeare, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
When Troy says the referee bottled it, what does he actually... Let's turn now to the Brodie's notes and let's see what he actually meant by that. What he meant was the referee bottled it. So it doesn't really need any explanation,
It's not the sort of accusation you can make.
Unless he makes his own wine. Maybe that's what he was getting at. It's terrific wine, you know, and he's got... It's the whole thing he does. He referee bottles it. Maybe that's what he meant.
Doesn't he use a bottling plant?
Then why doesn't he go in? He's got his own bottling plant. The referee bottles it. It's really, really good. So it's probably not what he meant.
No, probably not.
All right, then. Yeah. We'll leave it there. If you've learnt nothing else today, you've learnt that the late great president of the United States, killed in Dallas, was, called Kennedy.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Now, I've done something a bit odd. You saw me there in the break, stretching out my left calf.
There?
I've got injured in bed.
Oh, really?
During the night.
Hello.
No, it's nothing like that. So there I am, I'm fast asleep. At about 6 o'clock this morning, I get terrible cramp.
Oh, no.
Now, you ever get that? Sort of wake up in the night with cramp?
Not really.
Never had that before?
I've had it. Yeah. I can't say I've never had it, but it's not something, it's not a regular occurrence.
It's very painful. So, as you often do, you sort of leap out of bed and you think, I've stretched that and it goes off. But the pain has not gone off. I've got this terrible pain at the top of my left calf.
Well, it's like you pulled a muscle in your calf.
In my sleep. No, it's not. I've done that loads of
times. Ben Dinnery.
It's just got tight.
Physio room. Paul Hawksby.
Missing this week, injured in his sleep. I mean, how'd you do that? You get injured while you're asleep. It takes some doing,
true,
doesn't it?
Does,
and I thought that'll wear off. You often get a bit of cramp and it wears off.
Yeah, well, it might wear off. Are you playing tonight?
No, I was going to go for a run, though, try and run off the lard if I got a chance. I'm not able to play football tonight, but that's not going to happen at this rate, is it? Maybe it's God's way of telling me just to eat more cakes.
Possibly
anyway,
true.
That's my problem, not yours.
No, that's true. Well, we all wish you well. Wish you better.
Hashtag pray for Paul. Not that bad. It's a tight calf, mate. I'll live. Yeah.
Liverpool has been named Britain's best value weekend. Mm. Perhaps not this weekend, of course.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be ideal to go there. But if you fancy a weekend in Liverpool, it's been voted the best.
It's a good place.
It's a good place
I've
to
had,
go for weekend,
I've had many an interesting, lively weekend in Liverpool.
We heard the Euro Millions winners there. They want to go public. Honestly, it's mad, isn't it? You think, I feel really sorry for somebody who's won £115 million. But I do. I actually feel sorry for their lives are completely ruined now.
You pity them, do you, Andy?
I do.
115 million quid.
They said they're going to help 50 people. You rightfully pointed out the 51st people.
Who's that 51st person who's sitting there waiting
by
the phone?
What about me?
Yeah. You know. We'll hate them forever.
That's true.
For being the 51st person. Yeah, you sit there and write that list. Imagine if you had to do that, Andy. You had to sit and write that
list.
Well,
it would be difficult.
I know I'd be at the top of it,
of course.
Well,
of course you would, yeah.
But otherwise I'd just start writing begging letters. But you think your life's ruined with 115 million?
It can be. We've seen it before, haven't we? You know,
it's always great in a press conference where you were probably wondering whether you should go public or not. That one of the first questions you get is, what about personal security? Because obviously you're a kidnap risk now, aren't you? You haven't thought of that, had you?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Thanks very much, mate. Thanks for pointing that there.
Well, it has its drawbacks, being extremely rich.
Well, I've asked Alan Brazil about that in the past.
Parky's been talking about the time he had to... Sir Michael Parkinson's been talking about... I shouldn't be so familiar.
Not the local park keeper.
I shouldn't be so familiar with him, you know, our old friend.
Yeah.
But Sir Michael Parkinson has been talking, this is in the Times Diary today, about being asked to ghostwrite the autobiography of Fred Truman.
Oh, yeah.
And he found him impossible, apparently. Not only did they disagree about the writing process, which Truman thought amounted to sitting in a pub with a tape recorder getting smashed, but Parkinson felt his subject's proposed title, The Definitive Volume of the Best Fastballer Who Ever Drew Breath, was vulgar. What a great title.
Well, it goes back to when Fred came in. His first book, Great Balls of Fire, is an absolute...
That's written by John Arlo.
Is an absolute classic, isn't it? It's a fantastic book.
John was also quoted. He said, I'll do the book if I don't have to talk to him.
Yeah.
Which he ended up doing.
And the second book that Fred wrote in his dotage, he came in and spoke to us about on the show.
Mm.
And we've mentioned before that we'll speak to somebody about their book and we'll often sign off by saying, well, look, lovely to see you. We wish you the very best of luck with the book. And generally the person will say, thank you very much, as you would, just a nicety, they return in the spirit in which it was meant.
That's right, yeah.
Whereas F.S. Truman, of course, I said, well, Fred, it's been an absolute honour to meet you, and we hope the book it sells well. And he just looked it straight in the eye and he says, I have no doubt the book will be a great success. Okay, Fred, I wasn't questioning whether it would be or not.
Had a lot of self-doubt about him, which is really
anyway,
excellent.
He was good value, wasn't he?
Okay, do you want a T20 birthday spread, Bill?
So this is me having to come up with... is this right?
That's right. It's a T20 birthday spread. It's a one-name birthday spread where you have to guess the age of the person I'm about to tell you. I'll give you a little spread. It'll be a margin of error that you can be within or without. Mm. I shall say here, I'll give you a five-year spread. So
5 years have got to be out on this birthday. Okay, it's Pelle.
Yeah, it's a happy birthday to the curator of photographs from the National Portrait Gallery from 1978 to 2014, Terence Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually part of the Qatar 2022. He's received an honorary title. He's known as Salt and Pepper. Sorry.
Really that's good, is it?
Well, it does sort of work, I suppose. It'd be great if that was it.
So I'd say 2014, 71.
Oh, fantastic.
What is he?
70.
Oh, that's not bad.
You are sensational.
You can work them out.
I suppose you can.
Charlie the cabbie has some... First, he says the pain in the calf, cramp in the night, too much beer. Not the case, Charlie the cabbie. I was not drinking at all particularly. I mean, I had one glass of wine last night, officer. Oh.
Really? Even though that great game, I would have thought
maybe
you needed
two.
I thought you needed a vat.
I didn't
after
have to
the
drive.
That,
I was okay. But apparently, he gives me... He's a runner himself. He says, rolling on a rolling pin for a bit. He says, I've got to roll my calf on a rolling pin.
Sounds like a song.
Yeah. Rolling.
Rolling. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So I've got to roll it on a rolling pin. Okay. So let's see if that works.
And very much enjoyed drive yesterday. It was great that they came from the Etihad. Yeah. It was fun and the show. They were really part of it.
They were wrapped up warm. Have you seen the
videos? Yeah.
Goffey had about 12 hours on.
And Goffey's live Instagram video at halftime was great as well. So they were all part of the event.
Well, they're live
really
at Prenton
terrific.
Park tonight from 4 o'clock. Mm. So another outside broadcast for the boys around the FA Cup. That's live on Talk Sport that match later.
They were having an argument about Aguero. But
yes, I saw that, yes.
Adrian, how can he write off Aguero? Honestly, he said, have you seen the chances he misses? Have you seen the goals he scores, Adrian?
Yeah. There's two ways
like
of looking
last
at
night.
It. There's two ways of looking at it. There always is. So,
he's a wonderful player.
So anyway, we'll be catching up with the fellas a little bit later on ahead of that. So do you have anything else for
us? I do. Somebody's written to the Star.
Written to the
text, the Daily Star.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Roach has been in Corrie for 58 years.
That's a fact.
Yes. He's a bad typecast actor and couldn't do anything else. Just stuck in a rut. Okay, I'll tell him. Didn't he suddenly say, that's it, thanks to this text, I'm leaving.
Do you know what? Yeah, it was a moment. It was an epiphany. I just thought, maybe I'm typecast now. Yeah. Could I go and play? I mean, if you think Bill Roach did pop up in something else, it is difficult, isn't it?
It would be. You would
I mean,
tend
Heartbeat's
to think...
not on anymore.
No.
So there's certain...
Has he ever been in anything else?
You would often buy someone in Heartbeat that had been typecast that you wouldn't, you know, it was almost like a guest appearance. But with that gone, what could Bill do, you know?
I'll look
do reality
up.
Telly.
Well, he could do. He's nearly... He must have been asked.
He's a shoo-in for the jungle, isn't he?
Well,
should he ever
so.
Give up Corrie? But
he's about 82 now, hasn't he? So
yeah, he's looking very good, though, isn't he? Young hair.
Young
a bit
hair.
Like Dennis Law.
It's that hair, that young hair.
That's what it is.
Tremendous.
Young hair goes a long way.
I did finally get to watch that documentary, Too Good To Go Down.
Yes, very good, isn't it?
Very good.
About Manchester United.
Talking of Dennis Law and his young hair.
Do West Ham need Andy Carroll? You look at the job that Arnautovic did the other day... And he's Andy Carroll, but fit, isn't he, really?
Oh, he's
I mean, Mark
terrific.
Noble was saying...
He's a top four player.
I thought it was refreshing. You know, we talk about the intricacies of the modern game. Mark Noble said, I was sitting there on the bench, and I thought, why doesn't somebody just knock it long?
He did, he knocked
for
two
Marco,
balls long.
Marco to run onto. And he set up both goals, effectively, with the 1-2 Mikel Antonio. So sometimes it takes someone on the bench, old school, to say, let's just do that.
You get him in the right mood, and Pellegrini's obviously done a good job with this. He's a top player. And Andy Carroll as well. I watched him against West Ham Southampton during the break. And when he comes on, I mean, God, he really put it about that night.
But Arnautovic gives you that and more, though.
He's a much more skillful player. But he's still a good player. Look, our striking situation, I'd have him tomorrow.
You'd have Andy Carroll tomorrow,
wouldn't
you?
I'd have him playing tomorrow because we haven't got anybody else. he said honestly, Chelsea fans gutted because of the news that Morata might be going to Seville. Oh, what a pity.
Yeah, you're gutted. Well, you're going to drive him there.
Yeah, it was the offer.
You might have a couple of days off next week. Yeah, good.
What can you do?
So is that it?
No. Yes, I'd say that's
okay,
it.
Okay, that'll do. Then we'll leave it there.
Calling for an amnesty on Rita Ora for the whole year. No newspapers publish any photos or pointless reports of her arriving or leaving, please.
I think she's got a bit of self-awareness. Apparently, she was saying in the papers today, another picture of her in a bikini, and she said, one day I will find a bikini that fits me.
Yeah.
So she knows how the game works.
Well, she
works,
knows how
really.
It works, yeah.
So,
that
you
thing
know.
Of her and Grimmie swapping outfits.
How do you know these people, her and Grimmie? Who's Grimmie when he's...
Nick,
I know you.
Nick Grimshaw.
Okay, well, look, don't just talk about your showbiz friends like the world
know.
And his wife.
I'm
no.
not mad about Grimmie.
You and Grimmie DJing together in all the clubs around. Like
yeah,
you,
me, Jeff Peters and Grimmie.
You, Jeff Peters and Grimmie and Shoreditch and all your mates. That's right. Anyway, let's move on.
Yes.
Clips of the week to come. Martin Kellner, he'll join. He'll be there with Grimmie. You and Grimmie and
me,
Jeff
Grimmie
Peters. Martin, he's DJed back
right.
in the day. Motti's in.
Somebody kept introducing me at a party recently as a DJ. He's one of Britain's leading DJs. I thought, well, I'm not either. I'm not Britain's leading and I'm not a DJ.
Let's be honest, mate. You're not one of Britain's leading anything.
I'm not.
Really?
I think that's fair.
That's not your Bill Roach moment.
That's my card. Not one of Britain's leading anything.
And DJ, here he is, not one of Britain's leading anything.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast from TalkSport.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Martin, very happy new year to you.
And a happy new year to you too, and good yontif.
Thank you very much.
So,
has anybody mentioned the match between Liverpool and Manchester City?
I think he's going to mention in passing to them one or two shows.
Yeah. I thought Jurgen Klopp was very good on this. I mean, Sky have this thing where if they've got a big match like that, they tell you it's the greatest match, it's the most eagerly awaited match for several years. And then they'll carry on playing into that scenario. They won't at any point say, well, it's not as hugely entertaining as some of the other matches that have been on this season.
Yeah.
And if you were putting the top 10 of the Sky live matches, that would be way down the top 10.
I would say.
In terms of entertainment, I think, it was blood and guts.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I found it entertaining. It wasn't of the highest quality, but I found it very entertaining.
I thought technically it had some great moments.
Yeah, it did.
It had moments, but it wasn't.
Were you not excited by that thrilling end when Sané scored and then you thought Liverpool were going to come back? For me, it was everything I want out of a football match.
Really?
It was really exciting.
Really?
Yeah, but
more than Arsenal Spurs?
Which one?
Well, both of them, really.
Yeah, I preferred the second one to the first, to be honest.
There was one game, I was trying to think about it last night, there was one game I've watched this season, I'd have to go back through my book, where I didn't look at Twitter or any social media.
Was it Chelsea Spurs?
No.
Wasn't that one?
Yeah, well, cocky because he knows we're going to get hammered.
I'm not cocky at all.
But I thought Klopp was spot on. Klopp said City weren't at their absolute best and Liverpool weren't at their absolute best.
There's too much riding on him, Martin. Really,
yeah, well, that's what I thought. I mean, you know, for the general public, I would have thought that was the person who doesn't watch that much football would have found it less entertaining than, say, some of the other matches, Liverpool or Manchester City, where you just sit back in amazement at the skill
amazing
and the pace.
Okay,
it was all a matter of pure entertainment value. I'd say I just enjoyed it. I just enjoyed it as a
spectacle. I enjoyed it. Yeah. I didn't say I didn't enjoy it, but I still think Sky will oversell a match, you know, because they've already decided in advance. I also thought
you're like Brian Glanville. You like a bit of Catenaccio.
You could go back and watch the old 1994 World Cup final between Brazil and Italy.
Yeah. I do. I like a bit of Catenaccio. I like it with in the jambon beurre at the Pret a Manger.
I'm sure you
it's
do.
Delicious. Yeah. I also thought Gary Neville was a wee bit out of order when he said that they said to him, "So it's a two horse race, is it? You're ruling Spurs out." He said, "Oh yeah, ruling Spurs." And then he said, "I don't want to be disrespectful to Spurs," which obviously is a signal that he's just about to be disrespectful to Spurs, but they've got no chance. The squad's not deep enough. Mm. Well, I mean, does he know that Leicester City, has anybody ever told him that Leicester City won the Premier League? You know, teams could,
it's not like they've only got 11 players.
No,
well, Martin, you're a man who likes a flutter. You could be having a bet on Spurs.
Well, I've already got my crazy balmy Meshuggie flutter for the season is West Ham to get in the top four.
Did you do that?
I did that when they were right at the bottom, just after just before they played Everton. So they'd lost the first four matches.
Yeah.
And I thought, I just wonder what the odds are. It was just one of those things. Mm. I wonder what it is.
You were getting quite excited before the Burnley game, weren't you?
I was, and before the Watford game. But it was they were 500-1. So I thought, I'll have a tenner on. So if West Ham get in the top four, I win $5,000.
Well, I'm fantastic. All round to your place then.
Absolutely, no problem.
Or you could have just put the tenner in the shredder.
Yeah. Or given it to charity.
That is true. That is so true.
What else have you taken in this week?
Oh, well, I've watched all 8 episodes of Sunderland Till I Die.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant.
Yeah, we had Leo Perlman, the exec producer, was in earlier on with Jim. Yeah, yeah, you guys.
This week?
Today he was in. We've had some of the boys in who've made the documentary series.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, it's very good.
So Leo Pellman's the producer.
He's the exec producer.
Yeah, and his brother actually made the documentary.
No, it's Ben and Gabe. They are and Ben Winston, they are the Fullwell guys.
They're Sunderland fans, because it's named after the Fullwell stuff.
They're all the guys that put this brilliant show. And they're the guys behind the Bross documentary when Leo was in earlier on.
Absolutely.
It's not sport, but as we said, go and check it out. Everything you've heard
about
it.
I watched the Bross.
Fantastic, isn't it?
It is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
Which, you know, at first you think it's a comedy. You think it's a Spinal Tap, isn't it, all over again?
Yeah, but it's got a lot of heart. I was just saying to Leo earlier on, you're kind of rooting for them by the end of it.
It's got heart and soul.
It certainly has. Yes. Yeah. Not sport, though, so we'll come back to that.
No sport. But, Sunderland Till I Die, which I've watched, it's got elements of Greek tragedy, really. Mm. unless you're a Newcastle fan, that's a hilarious sitcom.
Yeah.
But it's very, very good. If you want any insight into the life of a footballer, and also I've seen a lot of other teams that have sort of slipped down, like Sunderland have, like Ipswich, for instance, people saying, God, I'm watching this Sunderland till I die. A few Ipswich fans have tweeted this.
Yeah.
And it's arty, you know, it's the same story.
Yeah,
it's exactly
yeah.
the same story. And when you realise how a team can be destroyed as they were, it's fantastic. So if you want any insight into football, not just at that level, but football generally, you know, the players who get injured, you know, and what they go through, and, you know, the mental health problems that some of the players have and all that. It's absolutely brilliant.
They're currently making a second series, which they might have a happier ending the way things are going at the moment.
Yeah, possibly. So.
And Bob in Arbroath has just texted me. He said, can I be Martin Kellner's bookie, please?
Yeah. Yeah, just send it to Bob in Arbroath. Actually, Bob in Arbroath has been in touch about other things today.
Has he?
Yeah, he was making
There's nothing
point.
Much going on in Arbroath.
Well, he was saying, with Fabregas due to start for Chelsea v Forest, they may need extra legs in midfield. Maybe, Andy, they could recall Kennedy from his loan spell at Newcastle. Sorry, you needed to be here at 1:15.
When I call President Kennedy, President Kennedy.
John F.
President
Kennedy, John he F. gave Kennedy. Us earlier on from the Discovery Channel, the History Channel. Yeah. So, yes.
Yeah, but I loved it. I like the music. The music's great. I don't know, did you play the music?
Or yes, we've had the man behind the Lake Poets came on and joined us to tell us about the origins of the song. That's very good.
It's one, Simon Grayson, if you look at, you know, he obviously starts the season with Sunderland then. If you look at where he went wrong, primarily, in my view, was he had a black and white check shirt, which looked a bit like a Kenny Rogers tribute act. That was a mistake.
Yeah.
Also, what was a mistake is he kept saying over and over again, at this moment in time.
Right.
At this moment. Every time I was interviewed, he said, at this moment in time. And you always know a guy's in trouble when he says, we have to win football matches. They suddenly start talking about, yes, we know they're football matches. But they suddenly, you know, at this moment in time, we have to win a football match. So that's what we have to do. But it was great. I really enjoyed that. I watched so much
this
week. Very busy.
We're impressed.
Yeah, well, thank you. I watched America's Sporting Shade.
Yes. We spoke to Mike Wedderburn yesterday about that. It's very good, isn't it?
It's excellent. It's excellent in that it's a story that you probably wouldn't know unless you've studied the history of segregation in detail. You wouldn't know about the Negro Leagues. I've heard them referred to in the past. Didn't realise that that they were so successful.
Yeah.
And really, in a way, they played a part in breaking down segregation in that black and white, or rather the way that when people like the Beatles went over to America, they insisted on playing to non-segregated audiences.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you've seen the documentary about the Beatles 8 days a week, the Ron Howard one. Whoopi Goldberg on that talks about the fact that, you know, they were just the Beatles. You didn't think of them as white or black. They united people. And I think in the Negro Leagues, which started in the 1920s, when obviously under segregation, they decided black players couldn't play alongside white players in
Major League Baseball,
and football as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they started the Negro Leagues in baseball. And it was so exciting. They got absolutely huge crowds. And eventually, one or two of them, 1947, Jackie Robinson, he was the first one to cross into the major leagues. And the Negro Leagues only finished in 1960, which is an amazing thing. You know, segregated.
It was quite a shocking documentary for many reasons. But also, we spoke to Michael Wedderburn, who made the documentary yesterday. And that scene at the end when he's poignantly with all the in the museum and he's with all those great players, like the ghosts of these players, basically. And he said afterwards that he went away and had a good cry. You know, he really, really affected him.
Well, these guys never really got the chance. They either played when they were kind of over the hill, but some of these were some of the greatest baseball players in the world, and they never got the chance to test themselves against other great players.
Yeah, no, it was a great documentary, and it's still there. I think it's a Sky Sports thing, so you'll find it on
demand
on catch up. So that's good. Also, if you are involved, this is a trip tip for football players.
Oh yeah.
If you're involved in a fly on the wall documentary, if you try not to pick your nose. There was a scene that lasted about 2 minutes in Sunderland Till I Die, in which Kevin Ball, Sunderland legend, of course, was picking his nose. I mean, not just
did they,
sort of
did
surreptitiously.
Well, at least it wasn't Ian Bogey.
Hey, come on. That's Newcastle gag. Yes. So they didn't focus on that, did they? It wasn't like a single shot of him just picking his nose.
Sent a screen.
Oh, okay.
Sent a screen.
For 5 minutes?
No, 2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes.
Couple
still
of minutes.
Quite so long.
There were other people
did
in
have,
the shot.
You'd want
to
use
it. Did you watch in HD? Was it good?
Yeah, HD, yeah, especially.
You don't want to be 4K for that, do you? But for 2 minutes, you'd need a music bed under it.
But it was very good. I mean, there were lots
of performance art.
Lots of exciting moments like that. People caught when they probably didn't want to be caught. And like I said, for Newcastle, it would be very, very amusing.
Yeah.
For the time being.
Anything else you saw? I think we might have time for one more. Well, if not, then
we'll let you
press on.
I was going to thank you. I'm a busy man today.
I know you are.
The Bross documentary I saw, but as you mentioned, it wasn't sport.
It wasn't.
I also saw the Call the Midwife Christmas special. No sport in that at all. But it was very moving, I thought. Also, I watched it.
I don't understand that. You know, Vanessa Redgrave does the voiceover for that.
She does. Very good.
But a recommendation, by the way, boys, has just come in. Sorry, you can tell us. Do your material now if you want.
I'm just
the Midwife material.
Because it started off in about 1948, and she was looking back on, you know, and she comes on and she goes, "Well, it was a great time at Nanata's house." She's got that voice.
That's just so accurate.
I know, it's absolutely.
It's like Vanessa was in the room.
Yeah, I know, it's amazing.
And now,
isn't it?
It's gone through to the 60s, and I said to my wife, she could actually be in it. Why is she still looking back?
It wasn't as early as 48. It starts in the late 50s.
Late 50s.
I've never watched it.
Goes to the 60s.
Wayne's been in touch. He recommends, and I've recorded this, ready to watch, and it's been on around on Sky Atlantic for a while. Andre the Giant, the documentary about the wrestler Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
So,
I'll try and watch that for next
downloading.
Week.
We are thank you, Wayne, for that.
I have to say
these recommendations are very useful to me because otherwise I'd just be sitting there watching old movies. I did watch, tipping point, I did watch It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, okay. No sport in that, is it really?
No, there isn't any sport in it. But what occurred to me was that when it changes from Bedford Falls into Pottersville he wants to know what's happened to his wife, Mary, and she's working in the library. Right? I mean, there's no way Potter would have kept the library open. I mean, there's councils in Britain closing the libraries here.
Take that up with Jimmy Stewart.
I'm going to take it with Frank Capra.
I'll take it up with Frank Capra.
The estate of Frank Capra.
Good luck with both of those. Yeah. There we are. That was this afternoon's show. We return tomorrow from one for the clips of the week, and Motti, of course, he's back, proving all the week.
Let's get Motti's take on the big game tonight.
Oh yeah, we'll be reflecting on tonight's big match. So
actually, I didn't watch it.
Couldn't be bothered. I was watching watching Neighbours Omnibus. No, Motti'd be watching it. Don't worry about that. So he'll probably watch it, then watch it back, watch it twice, make notes. So we'll catch up with you then. Thanks for downloading us.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.